Anchorage jurors in the conspiracy trial of three Fairbanks militia members are scheduled to hear closing arguments today. Alaska Peacekeeper Militia Leader Schaefer Cox and members Coleman Barney and Lonnie Vernon are charged with conspiring to kill federal officials and possessing unregistered weapons. Vernon defense attorney M.J. Hayden yesterday called just two witnesses. Vernon did not testify, and prosecutors followed with rebuttal witnesses before resting their case. U.S. District Court Judge Robert Bryan excused jurors for the day just after 10:30 to work out details of final jury instructions. Defense attorneys will argue today that their clients acted in self-defense as they took up arms to protect Cox at public appearances and that they were entrapped as they considered buying unregistered silencers and hand grenades. Elected officials from Alaska want the Postal Service to do more to intercept shipments of illegal narcotics mailed to Juneau, Petersburg, and other southeast Alaska communities. Senator Lisa Murkowski is among those seeking more postal inspectors or better cooperation with local, state, and federal law enforcement. Joe Vicknicki has more on the story.
In a June 8th letter to the Postmaster General, Murkowski writes the Postal Service has become a main conduit for drug trafficking in the Panhandle. She asks the Postal Service to take action to make sure the mail is not an avenue for narcotic shipments. The Republican senator suggests an agreement between the Postal Service and local law enforcement that would allow police officers in the communities to inspect the incoming mail. State Republican Representative Kathy Munoz of Juneau wrote to Murkowski and the rest of the congressional delegation last month asking them to pressure the Postal Service to assign a postal inspector to Southeast. Munoz writes the U.S. mail has become the primary source of heroin and methamphetamines in the capital city. Petersburg Police Chief Jim Agner agrees the Postal Service is the main source of illegal drug distribution, not just in Southeast but nationwide. Agner says other agencies have made changes to make it harder to import drugs.
TSA has somewhat made a damper on body carrying and bringing things through airplanes. And again, the ferry service is starting to do more of that stuff, particularly down in Bellingham. And so it's the post office pretty much is a wide open source of sending things. United Parcel Service, FedEx, those agencies allow drug investigators into their systems to be able to do drug investigations. So, you know, the one safe place is the post office right now. So that's the one place we really need to concentrate on being able to do drug investigations.
Agner says allowing local, state, or federal law enforcement to inspect the incoming mail in Alaska would help with the limited staff of the Postal Inspection Service. That's the federal law enforcement agency charged with oversight of the mail. Dave Schroeder, a public information representative for the service, says postal inspectors work hard to stop drug shipments through the mail. Schroeder would not discuss staffing levels in Alaska, but says there is more than one inspector working in the state.
We have individuals assigned throughout the whole state, and that's probably an easier way to state it, that Southeast Alaska is covered by postal inspectors, and our staffing we feel is sufficient. Could it improve? Absolutely. Could we use with some more postal inspectors? We can always use with more postal inspectors.
He says the service arrested over 1,300 individuals nationwide in 2011 for drug trafficking, but did not have information about arrests in Alaska. In her letter to the delegation, Representative Munoz writes that authorities found 10 packages with narcotics worth over $300,000. During just 2.5 days of inspection over the past 2 years in Southeast. Here in Petersburg, law enforcement officials have seized heroin, methamphetamine, and cocaine in packages mailed to town in the past few years. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.
The price of Brent crude is $97.56 a barrel this morning. West Texas Intermediate crude is at $83.12 a barrel. Zinc is down, currently at 85 cents a pound. Lead is also down at 85 cents a pound this morning. State officials have revised downward the amount of diesel fuel estimated to have spilled off of Kodiak. There's also been no evidence yet that the wildlife has been harmed. The spill occurred Friday when a U.S. Army Reserve landing craft went aground after hitting a charted rock just offshore from downtown Kodiak. The state's on-scene coordinator, Stephen Russell, says at least 8,000 gallons were spilled from one of the fuel tanks from the Monterey. He says fuel in another tank was partially pumped out. Russell says the range of spilled fuel is between 8,000 and 12,000 gallons. A previous estimate had put the spill up to 15,000 gallons. Floating booms have been placed around the vessel. Russell says there are no plans to burn off or use dispersant on that fuel. Here in Juneau, the city and borough will continue to lease Cathedral Park from the city's downtown Catholic parish for at least another year. The city pays the parish $800 each year for the small parcel at the corner of 5th and Gold. It also pays for park maintenance. CBJ Park Superintendent George Schaff says funding for the lease was accidentally removed from the city budget for the upcoming fiscal year. It was restored after neighbors expressed concern that the church would pave over the park to expand its parking lot. Schaff says there's still a possibility the lease will be terminated next year, but only after talking to the church and the city's Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee.
One of the things that we're looking at is trying to bring all of our playgrounds up to standard, and the slide here and the retaining walls in this park currently don't meet national standards for playgrounds, and so that's going to be a pretty significant expense to fix that.
Members of Juneau's Downtown Neighborhood Association met with Schaff on Monday, and Sam Skaggs says it's one of the few play areas close enough for his kids. It was one of the few play areas close enough for his kids to walk to while growing up downtown.
When they took the playground equipment out of that park, my daughter wrote her first letter to the editor at age 5 in protest. It's just all part of the overall quality. I think you need every little niche like that. It's like an ecosystem. If you make everything one monoculture, then you don't have much diversity and it's not as enjoyable.
The group discussed various options to help the city buy the property, including forming a Juneau Parks Foundation that could secure grant funding for city parks projects. Father Pat Casey of the Cathedral of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary says the church is looking at expanding its parking lot, but there's no plan to do anything to the park at this point. He says it may be used to stage construction equipment for an extensive remodeling of the church, but that's at least 3 years away. Casey says the parish council plans to meet with the neighborhood association and city officials over the next year to discuss the future of the park. And bright yellow no parking signs are popping up on downtown Juneau streets. It's street sweeping time. The annual spring cleanup started June 5th and will continue until all the dregs of winter are swept away. The Juneau Streets Department is asking people to move their vehicle on the day and time posted on those yellow signs. Street officials say an area will not be cleaned if there are too many vehicles left on the street. The big street sweeping machines are outfitted with a pickup head to suck up debris and dump it into a hopper. A round brush called a gutter broom swirls around curbs, gutters, and other obstacles. And you can find a link to the CBJ street sweeping schedule on our website, ktoonews.org.